It's a frightful sight to see what goes on Halloween night.
Good evening to all you tympanic membranes out there. You're listening to the 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. My name is Manny Mandible.
And I'm Max Maxilla. Call me Maxine and you die.
Even pencils are afraid to write it.
Together, we're two skeletons in the closet. The most trusted shock jocks of 2020.
Once again, it's time to read some fan mail.
It's not fan mail. This is a cease and desist letter from the estate of Vincent Price. They said to knock off the terrible impression.
Vincent Price? I was going for Red Skelton.
Our next play is The Next Street Over by Teddy Durgan. Mitch believes a maniac is running loose in his new neighborhood on Halloween night. But what could possibly go wrong in any town, USA?
Looks like we're about to get our first trick-or-treaters. Great. Annie, do we really need to give out candy this year to all these little mouth breathers? We just moved in last week.
Yes, Mitch. This is our first Halloween in our new home. We want to make a good first impression with our new neighbors.
Yeah, I guess so. I just know that right now we can get a table at any restaurant in town.
Mitch, your Halloween costume this year is suburban homeowner.
Oh, all right. Who'd have thunk city boy me out in the burbs with azaleas, a backyard, and a two-car garage? I never even wanted a garage. Never even thought about it.
You liked it yesterday when it was pouring rain and we had all those groceries.
Yeah, that was nice. But I'm telling you, Annie, porch light off. No reservations needed. We could take our time. Appetizers, drinks, entree, and dessert.
Mitch!
Oh, all right. But you know I'm not good with kids. You knew that when you married me. So, you answer the door, okay?
Mitch, can you get that?
What?
I have to go pee. This is all very exciting.
Oh, come on, Annie. Now you have to go pee.
Trick or treat.
Whoa, look at you, little galaxy guardian. The first trick or treater of the night, and it's Star-Lord.
I'm Han Solo.
Oh, yeah, of course you are. Well, here's the Milky Way, Captain Solo. Hey, quick joke. What is Yoda's favorite Beatles song?
I don't know.
Love me do. Nothing, huh? Well, you got the joke, right, Grandma?
I'm Tommy's mother, and we're your next door neighbors.
I could so be eating shrimp cocktail right now.
What?
Nothing. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I get that all of the time. I became a mom later than most. Hi, I'm Helen. And you're Mitch, right? I met Annie the other day. Oh, you and she are just the cutest couple. Are you going to be starting a family soon? Oh, this is a very family-friendly neighborhood.
Is that a chainsaw?
Oh, yeah. One thing you should know, Mitch. You've moved into a very festive subdivision. Flags and streamers and red, white, and blue bunting everywhere on the 4th of July. Oh, why, just about every house puts up lights at Christmas. And Halloween, every other house is a haunted house or a graveyard or a vampire's lair. And that chainsaw you hear? Oh, I bet it's old Jeb Powell, the next street over, scaring the kids. Why, every year he does up his home in a different scary thing. Oh, he goes all out. Last Halloween, he had a haunted maze in his backyard, and he got all of his grown nieces and nephews to play ghouls. And the year before that, he camouflaged himself as this tree monster, and he'd lie in wait, oh, perfectly still, until some unwitting trick-or-treaters came up his walk, and then he'd spring out at them.
Well, this year it sounds like he's going for the real Texas Chainsaw Massacre motif. Sounds closer than just the next street over, though. Are you sure it's him and not...
Mom, can we go to the next house now?
Yes. Yes, buddy. Apologies, Mitch. Let's talk tomorrow, okay? If you survive tonight, that is.
And how was that?
Well, look who's back. From the bathroom. You know, you left me alone with all these suburban soccer moms and their candy-demanding spawn. Oh, and there's a chainsaw-wielding maniac on the loose, too. Thank you.
What?
Apparently, there's some leather-faced wannabe on the next street over, scaring the heck out of kids with a Black & Decker.
Oh, how fun! Maybe we should have bought that other house for sale that was on the other street. But then again, I met our next-door neighbor Helen yesterday, and she said there are at least 3 homes on this block alone that go all out and make their houses haunted houses for Halloween night. Let's do that next year. We can... Oh, my God. Look what's coming up the walk.
Let me guess. Chewbacca with an Uzi? I suppose you want me to answer the door again and... Oh... Aren't they a little old to be trick-or-treating?
Those costumes don't leave much to the imagination, do they? My parents would never have let me leave the house dressed like that.
See, that's where I think you're wrong. I think there are a couple of empowered young women who have taken control of their wardrobe choices. I'll get this one, honey.
Oh, no. You're not good with the young people of today, remember? I got this.
Trick-or-treat.
Yeah, like... Trick or treat.
Oh, look, Brandy. Full-size Milky Ways and Twix bars.
Oh, my God, Mandy. Can I just say, I love new homeowners.
And new homeowners love you.
Ignore the pathetic, rapidly aging man in the corner. So, who are you girls supposed to be?
We're like the plastics from Mean Girls.
Clearly.
Karen, Regina, and Gretchen.
But there's only 2 of you.
Oh my God, Brandy, what happened to Sandy?
I don't know. She was here like a minute ago. Oh, wait. Now that I think about it, she wasn't at the last house either.
Yeah, I haven't seen her since we were on, like, the next street over.
Okay, can I just say, that guy is so annoying.
Like, so bothersome.
Whoa. Hey, ladies, for real. Have you 2 actually seen this dude with the chainsaw? I think his name is Mr. Powell.
Uncle Jeb? No way. He's going totally cheap this year.
Yeah, like, he's so low on funds. He's just putting a sheet over his head and yelling boo when he opens the door.
Sandy's not answering any of my texts. We better go find her. Bye, new homeowners.
Yeah, like, thanks for the treats.
Those girls are going to be mothers someday.
Well, I don't know about you, but I feel we've done our civic duty. Doled out some candy, proved ourselves as neighbors. If we leave right now, we can make Bistro Napoleon by the 7 o'clock seating.
Oh, that's low. You never want to go to a French restaurant.
Escargot, chicken cordon bleu, chocolate soufflé, and Chardonnay, Annie. Chardonnay. All you can drink.
Wow, you're really freaked out. Let me get this straight. You actually believe that on Halloween night in any town USA, there's some twisted dodo with a chainsaw stalking and killing trick-or-treaters?
He's probably some suburban homeowner who snapped and grabbed the first instrument of death he could find in his garage.
You really believe that?
What happened to Sandy, Annie? She wasn't answering any of her texts.
My best guess? She saw the high school quarterback, and he convinced her to ditch candy and dandy and get stoned so they could see the great pumpkin. Come on, pull yourself together. We've only had 2 rings of the doorbell. Ah! Good Lord! Now you have me on edge. I'll answer it.
No. Let's answer it together.
Trick or treat.
Aw, aren't you a scary little witchy-poo? So, are you the Wicked Witch of the West or the Wicked Witch of the East?
Miss, just please give my daughter some candy so we can go.
Whoa, is everything okay? You look terrified, miss.
I'm Fran. This is Jenny. We live 3 doors down. And I'm sorry, I don't usually get freaked out on Halloween, but...
But there's a chainsaw-wielding psychopath terrorizing the neighborhood on the next street over, right? Huh? Right?
What? No. I think that's just some teenagers having some sick fun, scaring all the little ones.
See, Mitch, teenagers. Harmless pranksters. I'm with you, though, Fran. Halloween has been totally hijacked. You should have seen the two teenagers that just came to our door. Boobs hanging out, skirts up to their hoo-has.
Oh, I've gotten used to that. The naughty nurses, the bad girl cops. What I can't stand is my little 7-year-old here seeing all this blood and gore.
Blood and gore?
Yeah. Have you been to a Halloween store lately? You should see the elaborate makeup kits they sell. We passed one kid on the sidewalk earlier who looked like a total burn victim. Flesh hanging off of his face and chin. Other kids are going around with wounds that look so real, you'd swear they'd been knifed or shot or...
Or chainsawed?
Mitch!
That's why I'm sure it's teenagers. Just before we came to ring your bell, we saw a one-armed teenage boy running down the street screaming and crying. And he was carrying his other arm, all squirting blood and pus everywhere. And he was yelling, "Get off the street! He's coming! He'll kill you all!"
Mommy, I want more candy.
I want to go home.
Fine, but I'm not scared. Can I trick-or-treat the last couple of houses by myself?
Fine, but only if their porch lights are on, okay? These days, every front door can be a portal to hell. Goodbye, new homeowners.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Snarky teenagers. That's what we're going with.
You're still going with the sicko with the weed whacker?
Chainsaw, Annie. Chainsaw.
A chainsaw, right. Why doesn't he just use a machete? He could sneak up on people a lot better. It wouldn't be nearly as heavy to carry while he's running around chasing his victims. And sometimes with those chainsaws, you gotta pull the cord 3 or 4 times before the thing actually catches. He's giving his prey an unnecessary head start.
Oh, great. Our lives are in mortal danger, and it's open mic night at the comedy club for you. Don't answer it, Annie!
We'll answer it together, all right?
Okay, so, like, I heard you were giving out full-size candy bars.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, wait, I forgot to say the magic words. Trick or treat!
Wait, are you Sandy?
Oh, my God, you know me? What are you, like, one of my teachers?
No, we met your friends, the Plastics, earlier. They told us all about you.
Why weren't you answering any of your texts, young lady?
My friends, ugh, they're such lame-os. I totally ding-dong-ditched them when I saw my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend? See, Mitch? Let me guess. He's dressed up as a pimp or a priest?
No, like he's going as himself tonight. Stud quarterback. But tonight, he's a one-armed stud quarterback. Chat, stop lagging behind. You're, like, supposed to be the athlete and all.
Sorry, babe. I've been running around all night with my stump. We gotta make this our last house.
The one-armed kid running through the neighborhood. Oh, wow. Fran was right. Hey, let me see that fake arm. Does it really shoot out blood and pus?
Yeah, dude. Check this out.
So, you really still have your two arms?
Of course, Teach. How else can he throw all those home runs?
Wow, I am so relieved. I feel so silly now.
And look, Mitch, here comes their buddy with the chainsaw.
Like, who?
Yeah, we don't know anybody with a chainsaw.
Ah! Oh, God! He's real! I told you!
Shut the door! Shut the door! I meant, shut the door when the two kids were inside!
My arm! My real arm!
Leave it! Let's bolt!
Those poor kids! We should call the police and...
Forget that! Let's get out of here! I have the car keys!
I'm glad I insisted we bought a house with a garage!
The suburbs! I thought they'd be safer!
Yeah, I guess we should have bought that house on the next street over!
That was The Next Street Over by Teddy Durgan. This audio production was directed by Natasha Jackson, featuring the voices of Heather Shinpah as Annie and Brandy, Carl J. Grasso as Mitch, Celeste Hennant as Helen, Parker West as Tommy, Tiana West as Fran and Sandy, Naima West as Jenny, and Xander Barnes as Chet and Mandy. Sound design and editing by Christian O'Neill.
Hey Max, do you live near any maniacs?
I know my downstairs neighbor abandons her cart in the middle of the grocery store parking lot instead of returning it.
Max, please. This is a family radio station.
It's okay. My family hates her too.
This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2020 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. Say goodnight, Maxine.
What did you call me?
Oh boy.
We control transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the box.